day. It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
I like this, the sentiment of this song. This trip and the information and the connections with people over here is a gift for me, certainly, and hopefully it comes across as a gift for you. During this season of the year, I think it's important to be in the Holy Land. A lot of things. Jennifer, what's the Facebook angle today? I forgot to ask you that earlier.
We're talking about Jennifer's holiday parties.
Ah, and what are we asking and what are we getting for
returns? People are having holiday parties this year. I don't know if that's a good indicator for the economy, but it seems like the holiday party may be coming back.
I was reading a number of articles in various newspapers that I had on the plane about how much better business was, people going back to work. A lot of it is seasonal, for sure, but it's really a good sign. We ought to feel good about it. Let's feel good. All those in favor of feeling good, raise your hand. Say hi.
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 In a moment, we're going to meet Jake T. Austin, who is in the series Wizards of Waverly Place, a big popular Disney show. But he's also in this new movie coming out New Year's Eve, which is on the heels of Valentine's Day from last year. Same kind of flick with some of the same people in it. So that'd be kind of cool. We'll meet him in a few minutes. Right now, I would like to help you help yourself to beauty and grace. Richie, I bet you didn't think about that when you put on Fountain of Youth, that serum on your face.
No,
thinking about beauty.
That's the last thing
grace.
I thought it was going to do for me, is make me graceful.
Well, it's your features. There's a way of thinking about your features and whether or not they are graceful or not. I think you can do a lot with your own. People who have a lot to work with. You have a lot to work with. Jennifer has a lot to work with. I think I have a lot to work with. A lot of times people don't pay attention to how they look. And it's not difficult to keep yourself looking your best, which is what really we all want. Sometimes people spend a lot of money and they don't really get their money's worth. I saw a woman on the plane coming over here from New York who had a horrible, oh my God, what a mess her face was. Horrible facelift. And I think those people, why don't they just take advantage of the things that are around, like this new Fountain of Youth? Clinically proven technology that increases skin hydration by 90% and thus reduces wrinkles by 2/3. You can get a free jar of this by going online to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY. They will send you a free bottle of this serum. It will do amazing things. If you're in your 30s or older, you ought to have this and put it on your face at least once a day. I'm doing it morning and night now. You can, you know, it'll do more if you use it more. And there's about a month's supply in each bottle. No fragrance, no odor, no mess, no stick, no nothing. Put it on your face from your hands, but you'll not know it's been on your hands. And you won't even know it's been on your face until you take the success story pictures. Take a picture of you, of your face the day you start, and then 2 weeks later, another picture. 2 weeks after that, watch as you see your face improve. Fountain of Youth. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY.
It's Macy's One Day Sale Wednesday, Preview Day Tuesday, with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Like sweaters for her, now $24.99. Cozy sleepwear for her, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Van Heusen and Timberland knits and wovens, now 60% off. And take 60% off all Throws and Martha Stewart flannel sheet sets. Macy's One Day Sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com, but OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! It's for less than OfficeMax! Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly! Knowledgeable staff standing by! Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay! Prices just through 12:10!
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
All right, it's 13 and a half past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn Ritchie and I are going to meet, and so are you more importantly, Jake T. Austin, who is in the Emmy-winning series Wizards of Waverly Place, very popular Walt Disney show. He's also in New Year's Eve, which is another one of those romantic comedies. It will premiere, I think, this coming Friday, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yep.
He's got Sarah Jessica Parker in this. Halle Berry's in the movie. Jake is playing opposite Abigail Breslin. And, Jake, I understand you're 17, 18 years old. How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 17, actually.
You actually 17. Just turned 17 on Saturday, didn't you, Jake?
Yeah.
Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Very
it's Rich's
happy
birthday, too.
Yeah, it's a Rich great birthday. It's my birthday, too, buddy.
Nice.
Good birthday.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you first thought acting would be cool?
I was about 9 or 10 was when I started auditioning.
Did your mother and father say, this would be wonderful, Jake, why don't you take a look at it? Or did you say, Mommy, 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 I want to be an actor when I grow up?
It wasn't really either of those. I just kept going to the same place, you know, just doing scenes and like every Saturday, just acting and stuff. And I got into like a program where I got introduced to a lot of different people. So it was more, you know, me wanting to go back and my parents just saying, okay, well, you can keep doing it if you want.
You a kid, you grew up in Los Angeles? Around all
this? No, in New York.
Oh, did you? All right. Well, you can find plenty of it in New York as well. So, as you've come along, how have you handled your educational requirements and friendships and things like that? Because when you become popular, like some of the kids that are in the Mouseketeers, the Mickey Mouse Club, some of them have gone down a good street, some of them not such a good street, and they are about the same age as you when they get started, I think, right?
It's all about the relationships with your family. If, you know, you have a tight-knit relationship and security with who you are, then I think regardless how successful you are, you're still going to be the same person. Yeah, it's just important to keep those relationships in your life, you know, good.
Let me ask it in a different way, and then I want Richie and Jennifer to chime in. I'm aware of what has happened and maybe mentioning some of the youngsters who have been in the Mickey Mouse Club over the years, and they've right. gone on to become successful. Lindsay Lohan is a contrast to Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Yeah. But some of these kids are not doing well. Others of them have become the breadwinners of the family. Miley Cyrus is an example of a kid who really can't handle it. And the way she treats her family belies who she really is. So how do you keep, now that you're making some serious dough, how are you keeping things in perspective? I'm thinking also of that kid that's on 2.5 Men who's making like $800,000 a year or something.
Yeah, well, first off, I could say both of those actors you brought up, I'm not even close to that. That
kind of money. Okay.
But, yeah, but I don't know them personally, so I can't really speak on their behalf. But I know that from my family, hard work pays off, and you know, just if you treat people around you good, you know, regardless who it is, you just generate positive energy and you know, show up 10 minutes early and just do your job well, then
smart
good things happen to you.
Mm-hmm. Smart kid. Yeah. Good for
hard
you.
Hard work and professional.
Yep, show up, do your job, shut up, and get out.
So I have to ask you a question about
when you volunteer information, you start spewing, and then, exactly.
That's when things show up on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's got a million. This kid's got a million Twitter followers, Richie.
Do you really? Jake, I'm connected with
you. A lot of them are girls, too, I'm going to just tell you right now.
So,
Jake, tell us about the movie, because what is the difference between Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve? Because both are very similar. Are there some of the same characters involved, or how does it work?
Yeah, they're both romantic comedies, and they both are obviously made by the same director, Gary Marshall. New Year's Eve is more of a... film that incorporates different elements, I think. It's got so many different diversities and different situations, from love, you know, to dramatic stuff and, you know, funny situations as well. So the film just has a spectrum of differences in it. And I think Valentine's Day is all kind of the same tone, you know, and the same feeling.
It's a very
people through a loophole, you know, I think it'll keep people guessing. So I hope the film does that, and I hope the film inspires people to, you know, have a good New Year's.
This is Ashton Kutcher's in it as well from the other one. Are there any other folks who were in that original one that are in this one?
In the original one, I know of Jessica Biel.
Good, she's in it. That's good.
Hector Elizondo.
Elizondo, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a couple others that maybe I don't know.
De Niro's in this, and Josh Duhamel. I mean, what's it like walking around the set? There's like 15 brand name Hollywood stars. That's got to be a real pinch of reality when you walk on the set and you see all of these people.
Yeah, and you know, it's hard to say. Well, it's not hard to say, but you know, it's hard to believe that all of them are really just normal people. And you know, when you work with so many A-listers like that, you'd expect like a hectic environment. But we all met like for the first time in the same room yesterday. So everyone was really nice, really.
So you did all your shooting separately, which is what happens in lots of movies. You have your call time, and somebody else got another call time, and they put it all together. So you just saw the movie for the first time yesterday. Then is that it?
No, I'm seeing it for the first time today, actually, later.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, but all of you were together yesterday.
I can't wait. I want to see, you know, how it turned out.
Hey, do me a favor. Give Sofia Vergara a big hug for me, will you?
Yes, I will.
New Year's Eve, romantic comedy opening this Friday. Jake T. Austin is in it, with lots of other great stars. Thank you, Jake, and make sure that your career goes as well as you move forward as it has.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Tony in the next studio. He's not used to me doing
Tony's
this.
Out. That's right. Monday, December 5th, birthdays include our pal, Little Richard. Born in this state 79 years ago. Woo-wee.
Wow. That puts it in perspective, doesn't it? 79.
It sure does. Yeah. Little Richard Penniman is his name.
Let's see.
Good Golly Miss Molly, Tutti Frutti, Slippin' and Slidin', Long Tall Sally, Rip It Up, Ready Teddy, The Girl Can't Help It, Lucille, Keep a Knockin', and how many know that he's a preacher now? I think most people know that.
It's the Reverend Richard Penniman now.
Reverend Richard Penniman, born in the state 1932. All right, next up is Joan Didion, author of Run River, After Henry, Democracy, A Star Is Born. That's where she made all of her money. A Star Is Born. Calvin Trillin, the author of American Stories, a writer for New York Magazine, Uncivil Liberties, If You Can't Say Something Nice, etc., etc., etc. Okay, Chad Mitchell's birthday is today, Richie.
It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped. I never knew just what it was.
Good Christmas, Tim.
I guess I never will.
Never will. The founder of the Chad Mitchell Trio, born in the state in 1936.
I picked it up.
76 did also the story of Lizzie Borden.
For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, then the other, then I twisted its
wheel.
And when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, when it stood still. I never knew just what it was. And
never in my life did I think I'd be so eager to press play for an Andy Kim song.
There you are. Pop music at its best. Andy Kim, born in the state 65 years ago. Rock Me Gently. Jim Messina, Loggins and Messina, half of Your Mama Don't Dance, Danny's song, Thinking
Mama
of You.
Don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Started out life with the Buffalo Springfield. Also played in Poco before he and Loggins got together. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Born in the state 1947, 65 today. I'm sorry, 64 today. Jim Plunkett. Football great for the Raiders.
Yeah, one of the ugliest football players ever to don your uniform.
Yeah, ugly. Played for the Patriots well. Got a Heisman Trophy at Stanford.
Good quarterback.
Morgan Brittany, actress in Dallas. Her real name, by the way, is Suzanne Capito. Well, it came from Morgan Brittany after that. A lot of people confuse her with Morgan Fairchild. Brittany has dark hair. Fairchild has blonde hair.
Okay.
From Dallas, she was in Glitter. Glitter. Moviola. LBJ, the early years, the initiation of Sarah, yada, yada, yada. Okay. We have Jack Russell here, a singer from Great White. My heavens.
This is a big hair band from the 80s who burned up and killed a good portion of their remaining fans in the 90s when that club up in Rhode Island burned down. Remember that?
Oh, that's
Yeah. So this, I'll have a blue Christmas without you goes out to the families of those people.
Yeah. Pablo Morales, gold medalist in the Olympics. Birthday is today. Margaret Cho, the actor from... Actress from All American Girl. She's in the that show Girls Night Out, I think, too, if I'm not mistaken. Johnny, is it Resnick?
Resnick.
From the Goo Goo Dolls, 46 today. Better days are coming. Gary Allen.
He's come home for Christmas.
Anything about Gary Allen?
He's
come home
for Christmas. He's a good country
boy. I do know.
Good country boy.
Frankie Muniz's birthday is today, Richie. Born in 1985. Yep. Malcolm in the Middle. He was Malcolm. Been in My Dog Skip, The Andy Dick Show, and Dr. Doolittle, too. Plus, he did those silly movies on young spies.
Yesterday, I got scammed. I can't believe it. I've written about scams over and over for this show. Here's what happened and what I learned about it. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. I was in a great mood yesterday. I just recorded the show, which was fun, and I'd had a really nice lunch with my husband. The world felt great, and I felt lucky. I was on the way home in the subway, and a well-dressed older man came up to me holding a map. He kept tapping it in his hand, but he didn't ask for directions. I thought this was odd, but I was in a good mood and not in a hurry, so I didn't rush off and I didn't feel cautious. Then he started crying. He told me that his family had dropped him at a stop in Maryland and their car had broken down. He even told me where, on the interstate near Landover. I knew that didn't add up, so I told him to call the police. He said he had, and they were too busy to do anything. Then he asked me for $36.50 so he could take a cab to go help them. I ride cabs a lot, and that's about the right amount, so I handed him $40. Give me your number, he said. I'll call you and pay you back. I really wanted this guy to be honest. Don't disappoint me, I said. I want to have faith in mankind. And I gave him my cell phone number. 5 minutes later, I knew I'd been had, and of course, he never called. When I think about what happened, I realize I felt really generous yesterday, and he just happened to be there. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Here,
what do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
How does it feel to be born of a beautiful
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. No matter how well trained you are, you can sustain your best performances with support. How many of you have coaches? How many of you are coached by somebody? Maybe a spouse, could be a parent, could be a coworker, could be a boss, could be a friend, whatever. I believe Richie is a coach for me, and I believe Roberta is a coach for me, and I think likewise I act as a coach for them. It's all part of the scheme of things. Who coaches you? Who helps you? Who makes it easier for you, or at least helps you understand the big picture better? I think that's always a question we ought to have in our minds. Who is it that's, who influences you? There are a lot of people who are, I get mail now, Richie, from magazine companies, and I think I said this, I sort of chuckled the first time I saw it. I get People Magazine. It's addressed to Doug Steffen, comma, influencer. Okay, maybe. I don't see myself that way, but I suppose we do. We're here. I'm not here to try to tell you what's best. I'll tell you what I think and try to expose you to lots of different things. One of the things that I've been on for the past, when did I have my Seroscan experience? It was last winter, wasn't it? March, I think, when I had my brain examined by this company, Seroscan, out in Denver. And through it, I learned a lot about myself, but more importantly, I learned about a problem that is now, I think I was a little ahead of the curve, and so I started talking about it and didn't get any traction. Now, it seems these people who have committed suicide that were football players, or they have developed at a very early age dementia, and they've developed Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease and other things. Football players, hockey players, soccer players, even cheerleaders, wrestlers, people who box, all these people now, it seems with the circle of influence that we're finding, are having a problem, or certainly have a potential. The sports brain concussions are the focus of a website, momsteam.com, momsteam.com. The founder and organizer of momsteam.com is Brooke DeLynch, and she joins us now. She's also the author of Home Team Advantage, The Critical Role of Mothers in Youth Sports. Ms. DeLynch, nice to have you here. I'm glad you were able to join us.
Thank you, Doug. It's nice to be here.
What went on or goes on in your family that brought this to your attention?
Well, specifically concussions.
going all the way back to 1999, when one of my triplet sons had decided to play football. His brothers were playing soccer. He grew up playing soccer. But he, in the middle school, decided to start playing football. And he actually, we knew he had a couple of concussions. And then going into high school back in 2000, he had a series of events where I was prompted to bring him to a neuropsychologist just to find out what was going on. And they had done some studying of his abilities a little bit earlier, a couple of years prior. And then in 2000, they decided that he was having some serious situations, and we related it to his football playing. And at that point, I needed to bring him take him out of football. So that was in 2000. At about the same time, I was pretty much the go-to mom. So all of the mothers were coming to me with all of the different questions about how to fit lacrosse cleats. Can the boys use their football cleats for lacrosse? How to talk to a coach? All of these questions were coming to me. So in about 1999, I actually started to write a survival guide for sports parents. And that's when I decided to put together Mom's Team. So actually, Mom's Team is not just about concussions, but it is about any kind of a question that a youth sports parent have, whether it's health and safety or nutrition. But yes, in fact, out of the more than 10,000 pages on Mom's Team, we've got about 400 pages that are specific to concussions. And folks have many times come into our site over the years. So actually, going back to 2000, I hope I'm not losing you, that is when we really started to put a lot of effort into the concussion channel. And by about 2001, I actually was approached by an uncle of a young 17-year-old who had catastrophically died of a second impact syndrome on the football field. And it was at that point in 2001 that I gathered my team around and I said, okay, we're going to try to put an end to parents not knowing what is going on out there. So Dr. Robert Cantu, Bob Cantu, was our first expert back in 2001. So we've been leading this discussion, this conversation, about youth sports concussions since about 2000. And boy, it was so nice in 2006 when really a number of things happened. Tragically, Andre Waters committed suicide right before Thanksgiving. And that's when the awareness really started. Many people had jumped on the bandwagon by about 2005, started coming out with books. And so the rest is history. We're making a lot of progress in this field.
Well, the thing that is very concerning to me is the way this has been poo-pooed. I am on the board of trustees of a university in Ohio. I brought this up there, and I brought the whole consideration up as to whether we ought to find better helmets. I'm trying to find better helmets, find funding for better helmets. But when I was first going to bring it up, granted, I hadn't done a lot of preparation, but the people were so worried about me bringing this up because Ohio is so crazy about football.
Sure.
Texas the same way, Florida the same way. There are a lot of people who became very angry at me because I was bringing this message to the surface. And I'm not, I didn't create the problem. I'm just wanting people, for what I believe to be good reasons, to be aware of it. And to somehow, as some people said, I was trying to kill the football program. I'm not trying to kill anything. I'm trying to help people understand. And I think in a responsible way, people like you, I had not met you before. I have not talked to you before. But I will tell you, you have a fast friend in me, because I think once parents know, and I'd be curious to get your spin on this,
Once a Mother Knows, and this is an organization, momsteam.com, we're having a conversation with Brooke DeLynch, who's the founder of it. Once people have this information, it seems to me, and I've said this, that it is, I guess the word I've used has been, it's not smart. It's irresponsible for a mother and or a father to let a son or daughter get involved in these very aggressive sports, knowing there's a possibility and a real possibility they could be severely hurt and affected for the rest of their lives.
You know, there's so many trade-offs in life. And when my children were playing sports and when my son was playing football, I absolutely felt great about it. He was doing everything right for his body, except for, yes, when he got the concussion, but so important for the kids to be out exercising. It's great for them to be with a team, learning how to work with other people. It's great for organization. He was much more organized with his studies. So it's very difficult. And as I travel the country, I've crisscrossed the country a couple of times now, especially as a speaker for HarperCollins with Home Team Advantage. I speak primarily to football parents.
Mm-hmm.
They gravitate towards Mom's Team. We happen to have a really great team of experts who help lead the company. And it's a difficult situation. I cannot stand up and say to any parent, you are being irresponsible.
Well, what is it then? What is it? If it's not irresponsible, I know it's a trade-off, and I'm with you on that, but what is it if it's not irresponsible?
Well, I think that if parents are letting their kids go out and play sports, and they're letting them play football, if they're not educated and they don't know the signs and symptoms, and if they don't know what different injuries are all about, if they don't know how to speak to a coach, then that's irresponsible. So what we try to do and the emphasis we put on is, all right, you think your child has had a concussion. Here's how to talk to your coach to let your coach understand that it's not a good situation to put the child back in. So what we do is we really focus on giving parents the tools that they need to be successful in this whole parenting, youth sports parenting arena. To us, is where we have to put our focus.
Yeah. Well, I think that you have your work cut out for you. You've obviously been on this for a while, and you've been successful. So I can, I'm going to certainly use my facility, whether it's the radio program or whether it's my website or anything that will help promote momsteam.com. Rich, as a matter of fact, let's make sure we put that up on Facebook, as I'm sure you have, vice versa, Brooke. It's just this sort of thing, something parents need to know. You've worked hard on it. I see that you're a neighbor of mine. You live on the South Shore. I'm in Framingham. And yet we are able to talk to people all around the country and all around the world who have, you know, just a little bit of knowledge, and now they have a little bit more knowledge, and that's where the power comes from. The more you know, the better the decisions. I just don't like being, being sort of blackballed because I'm bringing up something that people don't want to hear.
I hear what you're saying. And, you know, in fact, back in the 1920s, 1930s, our kids were boxing.
Mm-hmm.
You're an athlete
yourself, didn't you? You were a squash player. There's nothing easy about that.
Well, there's nothing easy about any of the sports. Every single sport that a child is going to play out there is going to injure them potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I was quite injured while playing squash. I broke my leg. I've had a number of reconstructive surgeries on my knee, and right now I don't have an ACL, so I'm really suffering.
Yeah.
And if I were to look back and say, knowing what I know now and knowing the pain that I am in many days now, waiting for a brand new knee, would I do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, yes, I would. Because for every single day that I was out there exercising, not only was it helping me with my skills on the court and keeping myself in great shape, mm-hmm. it also helped me with my interpersonal relationships.
Sure.
It helped me
there's
with my organization.
Plenty of good things that come out of the camaraderie that is built around sports, and I think I wouldn't want to leave the suggestion that it's all bad. It just seems to me we could do a better job with it, and that's part of the continuing work here. How's your son, by the way? You told a story at the beginning.
My son is doing well. He's doing well, thanks. But yes, he will feel some of the effects for his entire life. And you know, we have seen some huge developments, wonderful developments on the concussion front in recent months.
Right. You have knowledge.
Look, we've got 28 states now, plus D.C., mm-hmm. who have passed very strong laws. And this has all happened in the past couple of years.
The website is momsteam.com. Brooke, thank you. Let's make a pact here. From time to time when I'm bringing people on the program to talk about this, if I can invite you to join us, perhaps you can ask some questions that are more intelligent than the questions that I might ask.
Oh, Doug, thank you. I'd love to make a pact with you. I don't know how often I can do it, but I'd love to help in any way that I can.
Well, let's see what we can do. Brooke, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, take good care. Brooke DeLynch, momsteam.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist fakie with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, letting you know that you are a terrific piece of art. Yes, you are a terrific piece of art, because just think about your personality, everything that goes into it, the wonderful color that you have, the wonderful feelings that you have, the wonderful emotions that you provoke every time somebody sees you and you see yourself. Now, what happens in an art museum with a terrific piece of art? Does it just hang there? No, it is always framed. So the question for today is, how are you framing yourself? How are you framing your physique? How are you framing your physical body? How are you framing your mind? How are you framing everything that goes around that wonderful piece of art? There is nothing in a museum that hangs without a frame. You should create a frame for yourself to show off, to attract people, to get them to smile, to have them get that emotion that is you as a terrific piece of art. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
What's the coolest video on the web today? See it today and every day at DougStepan.com. Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV.
Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Occupy movement running into a police crackdown from coast to coast. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A weekend of clashes and confrontations in several cities between Occupy protesters and police. Let's start in Washington, D.C.
Tell me what community will find if it's not.
The sound of protesters in McPherson Square, where demonstrators had raised a barn-like building early yesterday. Police arrested several people inside, with some remaining on the roof of the structure. After negotiations failed, cops brought in a giant mattress and reached protesters with a cherry picker, using a rope to lasso them into buckets. Elsewhere, in Portland, Oregon, 19 people arrested who were attempting to occupy a park in the downtown area. One man arrested after climbing onto the roof of City Hall. In New York City yesterday, three people arrested after staging a hunger strike outside a Manhattan church. The trio started their strike on Saturday and slept overnight at the site, which is prohibited by the New York City Police Department. Speaking of New York City, Occupy Wall Street protesters there are planning to tell Newt Gingrich to take a bath today. Gingrich, who has surged to the lead in the latest Republican presidential polls, will be in New York today campaigning and raising donations. Protesters want the House Speaker, in their words, to clean our politics of the corrupting influence of corporate money. The take a bath message refers to something Gingrich said about the protesters last month. Here's what he said.
Go get a job right after you take a bath.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's a new week on Wall Street following the stock market's best week in nearly 3 years. Last Friday, though, the market was basically flat. The Dow closing at 12,019, down just under a point. NASDAQ was up about a point. S&P, nearly even. Mail service to possibly slow down. The Postal Service expected to announce major cost-cutting measures later today. The move could slow delivery and end next-day mail service by this spring. The financially strapped U.S. Postal Service says the action could save $3 billion overall. Over 3,000 post offices may close, and thousands of postal employees could lose their jobs. Prices at the pump.
Fill it up, please.
And gas prices continuing to decline. According to the latest Lundberg survey of 2,500 gas stations across the country, prices at the pump down 9 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks. Average for regular now at $3.29. San Francisco drivers paying the highest average price at $3.67. Albuquerque, New Mexico, the lowest at $2.84. Business at the box office over the weekend.
You have to accept what is.
You've given me no choice.
Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1 still number one, pulling in another $16.9 million this past weekend. Disney's reboot of The Muppets second place with $11.2 million. And finally, it is certainly one of the many sounds of the holiday season. The sound of a Salvation Army bell, a bell ringer doing his or her thing standing alongside those red kettles. Each year we hear stories of valuable gold coins being dropped into kettles, usually in an anonymous fashion. Well, last week some gold coins were dropped into a few Salvation Army kettles in the Frederick, Maryland area, and we know who it was who did it. Matt Lerner.
Part of being fair and being a part of the community is giving back.
And that's exactly what Matt Lerner did. He happens to own the Frederick Coin Exchange, and the five coins he dropped into those kettles are 22-carat African Krugerrands, and that adds up to a lot of coin.
Currently, they're worth about $1,750
each. $1,750
each
times five? That's,
carry the one.
That's a lot of money. Matt Lerner explains why he went the gold coin route.
It was a way for me to kind of make donating money to the Salvation Army fun.
Fun indeed, especially for the Salvation Army, which expressed their gratitude to Matt Lerner for his generous donation of five gold coins worth $1,750 each for a total of $8,750. It's also fun to have a calculator app on the cell phone. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.